Here's today's federal newscast. I'm Eric White. The House reauthorizes the Homeland Security Department. It's the first time any chamber in Congress has passed a reauthorization bill for DHS. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mike McCaul, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and seven other committee chairmen with jurisdiction over DHS agreed earlier this year that they would make the agency's reauthorization a priority. The bill now goes to the Senate. Both the Trump administration and the House Budget Committee want agencies to cut improper payments in half over the next 5 to 10 years. Congressman Jerry Connolly says meeting those goals is possible, but Congress needs to help agencies invest in the right technology and people to get the job done. He's in favor of giving employees incentives or bonuses for uncovering new cost savings. Federal rulemaking slows down under a new overseer. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Naomi Rao, the new chief of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, issues an agenda that stresses a rules cutback. The twice-a-year agenda states that, so far during the Trump administration, agencies have already withdrawn 469 proposed rules and put nearly 400 on the back burner. Economically significant rulemaking has dropped by half. Rao says the agenda represents the beginning of fundamental regulatory reform. I'm Tom Temin.
The White House's Office of American Innovation expands the effort to measure the value of technology investments.
Federal CIOs receive some important advice from industry experts when it comes to measuring the value of technology. Start now, start small, and evolve over time. The White House brings in commercial sector experts from companies like ExxonMobil and JPMorgan Chase to explain how they're using technology business management, or TBM, standards. Agencies are expected to begin implementing TBM as part of the 2019 capital planning effort. Acting Federal CIO Margie Graves says the value of TBM in measuring the impact of IT on agency missions is clear. I'm Jason Miller.
A new approach by the Navy when it comes to selecting what new technologies it should use. The Office of Naval Research is focusing on people and speed to deliver top technologies to warfighters. The branch is partnering with academia to find its best people and investing in a wide base of technologies. The first in a new class of Navy aircraft carriers officially joins the fleet tomorrow, but it may have to wait for its first mission.
The USS Gerald Ford will officially join the Navy's rolls at a commissioning ceremony set for tomorrow in Norfolk, Virginia. But the ship won't actually be ready for warfighting until about 2021. That's because the Navy will need to spend several years testing dozens of new technologies that aren't present on its existing carriers. The Navy has spent 15 years and $12.9 billion to design and build the first Ford-class carrier. That's $2.4 billion more than the original estimates, but the Government Accountability Office projects another $780 million will be needed to finish testing the USS Ford. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
A public safety communications network gets extra cyber armor. Officials with AT&T say they are standing up a security operations center to support the nationwide wireless broadband network called FirstNet. First responders operating on the network will be given screened and secured devices which use special applications designed just for FirstNet users. The company is also separating FirstNet traffic from its commercial network. A major victory for the Justice Department. DOJ, FBI, and Drug Enforcement Administration officials announced the takedown of Alphabay, an international marketplace on the dark web used to sell illegal drugs and child pornography. An Alphabay staff member claimed it serviced more than 40,000 illegal vendors for more than 200,000 customers. And a former Drug Enforcement Administration officer pleads guilty to unlawfully carrying a firearm to carry out what the Justice Department is calling a robbery. Carl Newman admits to using the gun during the crime, which was disguised as an execution of a search warrant. Newman copped to swindling money seized during another search as well. Find these stories at federalnewsradio.com and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.